This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Denver Nuggets are in their first ever NBA Finals tonight at Ball Arena. It's game one of a best-of-seven series against the Miami Heat. Even though Denver is favored to win, Nuggets forward Aaron Gordon says they're not taking Miami lightly.
We got the utmost respect for them. They fight and they scrap and they have no quit in them. You know, this is a very talented basketball team. All those guys over there got game, so we respect it.
Tip-off is tonight at 6:30. Game two in Denver is Sunday. Colorado Springs Mayor-elect Yemi Mobilade says in his first 100 days he wants to focus on recruiting and retaining police officers. KRCC's Abigail Beckman has more.
Mobilade says as part of that, he wants to work with city council to refer a ballot measure to voters asking to use Tabor funds for a new police training academy. Other priorities include continued efforts to keep Space Command in Colorado Springs and addressing homelessness. Mobilade says he's committed to regular engagement with residents and will hold a bi-weekly community briefing. His office will also work to provide information in Spanish. Mobilade, an independent and political newcomer, will be sworn in on Tuesday. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
In Congress, Representative Ken Buck was the single no vote in Colorado's delegation on Thursday's debt ceiling vote. Congresswoman Lauren Boebert missed the vote after saying she would vote no. Their fellow Republican Doug Lamborn and all Colorado Democrats voted to pass the compromise and raise the debt ceiling. Across the metro area, a chance for rain this afternoon, highs in the 70s, about the same tomorrow. This is CPR News.